The question is, does that mean that, of course, the emphasis of the lesson this morning was from the scriptural viewpoint, the importance of the ears. And I think the question is in reference to that. So the question is, does that mean that the individual who is deaf cannot be saved? And this is a relevant question in respect to the lesson. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. But suppose you cannot hear, then you cannot hear. Of course, as I've said, the question is a valid, legitimate question, but the lesson does not imply that. The scripture gave two primary windows for learning. I repeat, the scripture gives two primary windows. I'm not saying those are the only one, but the primary windows for learning is the eyes and the ears. The scripture gives that. Of course, it talks about the heart. The heart is that which sifts, because the heart, the Bible's heart, is not that which pumps the blood. The Bible's heart is our intellect, that which thinks. And so our intellect plays a very important part. But in a sense, the heart or the mind or the intellect is not so much a window as the eyes and the ears. It is through our eyes and ears that knowledge, information, whatever, going to enter, so that the mind or the heart or the intellect can take it and turn it upside down and get what is to be gotten out of it. The heart, as the Bible calls it, which is our intellect, needs the window of the eyes or the ears to get in information, so that the heart or the intellect can sift and take from it what is necessary. So I get back to the point that both the ear and the eyes are two, I call them windows, because that's where information going to enter the intellect from. Let us look at few passages. Let us start with the Old Testament, Isaiah 40, 2, verse 18 through 20. And you'll know, well, let us have it.
Hear ye deaf, and look
Wait, start again. Hear ye what?
Deaf.
Deaf. That is the person with a hearing impairment. So, when I was growing up, country people not talk about hearing impairment. We just say, like the King James, a deaf person is deaf. That's right, uh-huh.
Hear ye deaf,
mm-hmm,
and look ye blind, that ye may see.
Read that again.
Hear ye deaf.
Mm-hmm. You deaf, listen.
And look ye blind.
and you who are blind, look.
That ye may see.
Now, this sounds like contradiction. How can a deaf hear? How can a blind see? Of course, what inspiration is doing here is highlighting the two windows of knowledge. Knowledge, information, light going to enter through those two areas. Read on.
Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent?
Most likely next week, this passage will play a part in the second part of the lesson today. Because one of the things is that there's a, if I may use the word, curse, not only from God, but from nature, when any blessing that is given to us, we fail to use it for the purpose for which it was intended. And that is partially under consideration when the Almighty God was saying to the Israelite, who is
deaf?
Deaf, but?
But my servant.
But my servant. Who is blind?
As my messenger that I sent.
You see, this was an indictment. The people who ought not to be deaf and blind are God's people. But as I've said, next week we will get back to this passage. Verse 20, finish.
That's verse 19. Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant, seeing many things, but thou observest not?
A very, very important passage. They see, but they do not
observe.
That means they see, but they are not learning. As I've said, this will come up in next week's lesson. Why I came to this passage is to show you that here is God's inspired word highlighting these two avenues of information, are the two windows for any person to get information. The two primary sources are the eyes and the ears. Now, there are other ways we get information. We get information through sensation. That's feeling. That's right. I might be blind and deaf, I can't see, and I can't hear, but as I walk close to a flame, a fire, the sensation tells me that I'm close to a flame of fire. Now, that's information my system receives outside of the eyes and outside of the ears. But I repeat, the primary windows of information, knowledge, are the eyes and the ears. In fact, let us have a few more passages. Matthew chapter 13, 13 through 16.
Therefore, speak I to them in parables.
Therefore, I speak to them in parables. You, that is, parable is a figure of speech.
Because they seeing, see not.
Here again, you see, I said this many times in the lesson this morning about nature. It's like nature has a curse on anything which does not return some benefit to the environment. Anything which was meant to produce something and do not. That's exactly the principle Christ is dealing with here in Matthew. Read that again.
Therefore, speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not.
Here again are the two primary avenues or windows of knowledge. They see
not,
but they do not see. They hear, but they do not hear.
Neither do they understand.
What verse is that?
The end of verse 13.
Okay. Read on to 16.
And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah.
Mm-hmm. That's Isaiah. Mm-hmm.
Which saith, by hearing ye shall hear,
mm-hmm,
and shall not understand,
mm-hmm,
and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive.
Mm-hmm. Read on.
For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing,
mm-hmm,
and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them.
You have noticed Jesus Christ in this passage is implying that I purposely speak to them in figures of speech. That is parable. What's your intent, Christ? Since they are so defiant, not willing to yield to God's will, I am going to give them what they want. That is, I am going to give them ignorance. So Jesus Christ is saying the reason he speaks to them in parable is because, listen to this, he doesn't want them to understand what he's saying. Wait, is that Jesus Christ just don't want it? No. Because that's the condition of their mind. They do not have an inclination towards the will of God. They have no sympathy towards the will of God. They do not welcome the will of God. They are not glad for it. They look for reason to reject it, to express disbelief in it. So Jesus Christ is saying, when I come to them, I come to them in parable. I give them what they want. They want ignorance? Okay, I'm going to give them. Wait, this is a lesson for you and me. Are we all there? But you may say, Brother Mitchell, I want to ask a question on what you have just said. You can ask, but give me a minute to deal with this first. When we read passage like this, we must not ignore them because they are speaking to us strongly and they are telling us things about God that we need to understand. We need to know the God with whom we are dealing. Your willing inclination determines whether God works with you or not. In the book of John, Jesus Christ said, he that willeth to do his will shall know of me. What do you mean, Christ? Well, he tells you, anyone who is willing to do my will, that person going to get to know me. There must be a wanting to within us. The man who or woman who you see, they find every reason to be defiant against what the Bible teaches, against the gospel. They find every reason to come up with excuse not to obey the simple thing. They don't even realize the danger zone that they put themselves. If we are going to be saved, we need God's assistance. We need for him to work with us, our mind, our understanding. But that will never happen when there is no willingness to learn God's will. What verse are you, brother?
The end of verse 15.
Read verse 16.
But blessed are your eyes, for they see,
mm-hmm.
and your ears, for they hear.
May I? You notice again, the two or three passages we have looked at so far, they are emphasizing the two windows of knowledge and information and enlightenment, the ears and the eye. Of course, the intellect comes in by the word, the heart. But it's important that we get this. In fact, let me share one or two other passages. John 12, 36 through 40. John 12, St. John.
Read.
You read, please.
While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light.
Mm-hmm.
These things spake Jesus, and departed,
mm-hmm.
and did hide himself from them.
Read on.
But though he had done so many miracles,
mm-hmm.
before them,
mm-hmm.
yet they believed not on him.
May I? Don't move from the passage. What the brother has just read here, that even though he had done so many miracles, they believed not on him. What the writer is getting over to us is that Jesus Christ gave them all the reason they should believe. Every reason. He did extraordinary thing in their eyes and in their hearing. But they refuse to believe because they do not want to believe. Men and women are the same today. What you and I need to get over to them is that they are placing themselves in a spiritual danger zone where the help of God that they so badly need will not be forthcoming. What verse is that?
Verse 37.
Read.
That the saying of Esaias the prophet might be fulfilled,
mm-hmm.
which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report,
mm-hmm.
and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they could not believe, because that Esaias said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart.
May I? He hath blinded their eyes and heart. Who did that? Satan? No, God. Does that have relevance to you and me? Yes. The attitude and disposition with which you and I approach anything spiritual, anything regarding Jesus Christ, the Almighty God, the Holy Spirit, our soul salvation, the attitude and disposition with which you approach it will determine the extent of God's help and assistance. As you harden yourself against any truth, because what I've just said is not only relevant to unbelievers, men and women in denomination, it is relevant to members of the church. A particular subject might be taught here that you don't like. Probably it is taught in such a way that it is plain, it is simple, it is easy to be understood. But you will not, you act like you don't understand it. You don't care to hear it. What you don't realize that when you have that attitude, you are setting God up against you. The attitude that God loves is that we must incline towards Him. We must be grateful for all the good things He has done and wants to do for us. You must be grateful to God. You must not fight against anything that God wants. Then you have God on your side. So, all these passages are emphasizing these two windows of knowledge. What happened in the lesson this morning, I have chosen to deal with the ears. Because for many people, they never think for a second that our ears or hearing play such an important part in God's scheme of things. You might hear another lesson in weeks or months or years to come on the eyes, the importance of the eyes. But you and I, we are more conscious of the eyes than of the ears. That is normally. So, we are not saying that the ears is the only avenue through which a person can know God. What we are saying, it is one of the two primary areas or avenues or windows of knowledge. The other primary window our avenue of knowledge is the eye. The lesson this morning was on the ears. And as I've shown, even where the ears and the eyes have a problem, there are still other areas where a person can learn something. But may I, we need our ears, our eyes, and our intellect to get understanding of the Word of God. Yeah, those three areas are imperative. The ears, the eyes, and the intellect. It's going to be difficult for any man or woman to get to know the Almighty God if all those are one of those or two of those are not functioning. Okay? So yes, a blind person or a deaf person can be saved. That the person is blind mean that there is some limitation or impairment. That the person is deaf mean that there is some impairment or limitation. But the person may, if the person apply him or herself, still learn something about the will of God. For those of us who have both hear and sight and mind not affected negatively by anything, great responsibility is on us. Okay, if there is any question in regard to anything that I have said tonight or even answering the question, and I'm glad for the question, because that this question was asked, there's hardly any doubt that there might be others who were thinking the same thing. If the hear plays such an important part in learning God's will, what about the man or woman who is deaf? Well, that was answered in the answer tonight. Yeah. it's hearing, they do not hear. It's referring to their non-receptiveness. They have no inclination, no sympathy, no gratitude, no appreciation towards the grace of God that comes to them in the truth that you are reading, that you are sharing with them. And I'm closing with this, what Sister Reynolds have just said, that those of us who can find the time and have the, should I say, the aptitude to learning sign language, where you can, you're on the dumb, can communicate, or you can communicate with the deaf, whatever. If you have the inclination to learning that, it's good to learn it, because it's a plus for any congregation to have in it brothers and sisters who are able to communicate to these people. You see, it's very important that if you are inclined to learning how, that you do so, because the Almighty God has use for you.